This is Vatican Radio. As the United States marks the 15th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, the US ambassador to the Holy See, Kenneth Hackett, recalls his own reactions and emotions on that fateful day and discusses whether enough has been done to engage a public debate about the causes of the attacks and how to address them. He was interviewed by Tracy McClure.
I was in my office in Baltimore, and somebody came rushing in and said, "Turn on the television. A plane crashed into the World Trade Center."
Speaking to Vatican Radio on the 15th anniversary of the attacks, U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See Ken Hackett remembered where he was on 9/11.
Lo and behold, we saw the second one crash. And at that moment, I was working as the president of Catholic Relief Services, so I had people in 100 countries around the world, and once we had an inkling that this was an attack, we immediately put our emergency procedures into place to contact our people around the world, because I didn't know what was going to happen, and anything could happen. This was the largest attack on American soil ever. 3,000 people lost their lives.
So even bigger than Pearl Harbor.
Yes. And people of all nationalities and faiths. I mean, everybody was there. The World Trade Center is an enormous place. So it was a very, very, very disturbing event that just kept getting worse during the day when the plane hit the Defense Department and then the fourth plane went down in Pennsylvania. We didn't know what was taking place.
What was going through your mind while you were watching that unfold on television? What were you feeling?
Protect my staff around the world. You know, we didn't know it was really an act of terror. Things just kept happening. That's why we went into emergency mode. It was shocking. And there's a sense of helplessness and just the enormity of it. Having lived in Manhattan, right up the street from the World Trade Center, I knew what it was like down there on any workday. There were thousands and thousands of people, and then to see the cloud of dust as the towers collapsed. Even very early, you saw heroic acts of police and fire people. And I think there were like 300 or 400 police and fire people that were killed in this as they attempted to rescue people.
In fact, many people have said, you know, it really brought out the best of the American people.
Yes, maybe that will be the legacy and not just the horror of 3,000 people dying. But there was so many acts of selflessness as people tried to be of assistance and to respond. That was the positive element of it. We can offer our prayers to those families because they're suffering, those people who lost people in the World Trade Center. They will suffer forever, and we can't know their suffering. But we can offer our prayers and continue to remember on this 15th anniversary.
To what extent do you think that the American people have picked up the pieces and moved on since 9/11?
Partially, but given the fact that there are attacks in other countries, I think there's a greater awareness. I mean, when there's something terrible happens in Bangladesh or Pakistan or here in Europe, there's a greater awareness and sensitivity on the part of the American public that, yes, we had one too.
So a sense of participation,
yeah,
in a way.
Well, sad participation, yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
Do you think enough has been done to engage a public debate about the causes of 9/11 and how to address them? The causes, perhaps, that we're seeing continue today in the violence which we're seeing in different parts of the world.
Probably not enough has been done, but I can, just from personal experience, I know that people in my office in Baltimore, Maryland, after 9/11, consciously went out to visit mosques in the Maryland area. And I thought that was a wonderful exhibition of solidarity. And we weren't blaming a religion for this. This was terror. And I believe that acts of terror, they awaken you. At the same time, they give you a chance to think more deeply about what is going on here and what can we do to change the environment.
But at a public level, do you think that debate has been enough?
We are now in a presidential moment as we come to our election in November. And no, I don't think the debate has been rich enough about not just terrorism, but all the elements of who we are as Americans and who makes us up. We are a nation of immigrants. And some of the debate has been very hostile towards immigration. And it's not a positive step.
The world is a more dangerous place since 9/11. Where do you think we go from here? And where should we go from here?
Well, I think we have to undertake efforts that would foster dialogue, understanding, tolerance. Actually, that's what diplomats are supposed to do. And we should be doing more of it. We should be reaching out, looking for opportunities to engage other people of different faiths, of different nationalities. That's something I think will be thrown upon the next president of the United States' agenda. How can the United States of America engage in a more positive way the different peoples of the world?
And that was the U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See, Kenneth Hackett, speaking to Tracy McClure.